I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The utility-owned company that's responsible for Vermont's power grid, it's called Velco, says it has miles of fiber optic line that could be used to bring high-speed broadband to many Vermont homes. Such a system could be an important piece of the state's effort to reach its long-term goal to bring broadband to every Vermonter. But as VPR's Steve Zinn reports, that's easier said than done.
Last September, at a small breakout discussion during a conference on Vermont's digital economy, Carrick Johnson of the Vermont Electric Power Company made an announcement that raised eyebrows. Johnson said Velco has more than 1,300 miles of fiber that could be used to get high-speed broadband to Vermonters.
I think it's fair to say that people were surprised.
Velco's fiber network is used to maintain the reliability of the power grid. It was paid for by ratepayers in Vermont and New England. But the system has the capacity to be used for broadband, and Velco is eager to lease that space.
How can we add value to the folks who paid for it, which ultimately the value goes right back to ratepayers, and at the same time advance public policy without compromising the fundamental purpose of why we built this in the first place?
Fiber is the broadband gold standard. The state's new 10-year telecommunications plan sets a goal that would essentially require fiber speeds to every Vermont home by 2024. Right now, most Vermonters don't have access to that service. Yet there appears to be plenty of fiber optic cable in Vermont, owned by a variety of entities. There's even a good chance there's fiber running down your street, but that short missing piece, a fiber line from the road to the home, which is necessary for the highest speeds, is a tangle of regulatory, technical, and financial issues.
To the best of my knowledge, very, very little of it is of practical usability if you want to be running fiber to homes.
Irv Tomei is chairman of the governing board of EC Fiber, a community-owned fiber-to-home system in central Vermont. There are several issues when it comes to using existing fiber for residential service. First, the federal government forbids the state from regulating broadband service. Second, some fiber, like Fairpoint Communications' large network, is open access and can be leased by others. Some, like Comcast's extensive system, are not open access, and others are somewhere in between. Tomei says there's also a technical issue. A system that isn't built to provide fiber to home is not easy or cheap to adapt for that purpose. Most existing fiber to home service in Vermont is provided by local telephone companies in their service area only. Fairpoint, which covers the state, has no plans for residential fiber service. That's because it's expensive to build, especially in rural areas. EC Fiber currently has just under 1,000 customers and continues to expand into the 24 Vermont towns that own it. Tomei says there are no plans to expand beyond that.
We don't have imperial ambitions, but we do think that other regions of the state would be well advised to look at what we're doing in detail and consider emulating us.
EC Fiber is funded mostly by small investments from people in the towns it serves. If the state wants fiber to every address in the next decade, Tomei thinks that will require more community-based efforts like EC Fiber. And so apparently does President Obama. This week, he announced federal support to encourage more community-owned fiber broadband. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.